Worry around spillover risk from the Middle East has calmed down, allowing for a mild wave of risk on flow, with stocks trading higher and the U.S. dollar lower. The big news into Tuesday comes out of Japan after the BOJ said it will take a more flexible approach to controlling yields on 10-year government debt with a 1% reference point. This marks a shift from the previous pledge to conduct daily bond buying operations at 1% and effectively a line in the sand. Ultimately, many market participants read the action as more flexible and still overall dovish, which has translated to the intense yen selling we've been seeing. There has been some renewed selling of risk assets in Asia, this on a round of softer China PMI reads. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar ahead come from German retail sales, Eurozone GDP, Eurozone inflation, Canada GDP, U.S. Case-Shiller, Chicago PMIs, and U.S. consumer confidence. Tuesday could also be an interesting day of trade on account of month-end flow and positioning into Wednesday's Fed decision. That's all for now.